All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, after parting with head coach Mike Mularkey, the Tennessee Titans have found their new man to run their ship, and it is Mike Vrabel. Vrabel spent the past season as a defensive coordinator of the Houston Texans, and under Vrabel, the Texans were 20th in yards allowed and last in the NFL in points allowed. Now, a lot of people will remember Vrabel from his playing career, most notably with the New England Patriots as an outside linebacker, where he won 3 Super Bowl championships. This is his first time around the block in the NFL as far as being a head coach. And I'm kind of wondering about this pick if you're the Titans, because Vrabel is a defensive-minded coach, and you have to wonder, does he have the tools to be able to fix the Titans' offense? Because the Titans' defense was pretty good last year. Their problems were on offense, most importantly in the passing game. And like I said before, I thought it was a mistake for this organization to move on from Mike Mularkey. And if you're going to move on from Mike Mularkey, you want to get a guy that's offensive-minded that can, you know, take quarterback Marcus Mariota's game to the next level. And I don't feel that the Titans did this with this hire here. And then on top of that, you're hiring a coach that was in charge of a defense that was last in the NFL in points allowed last season. So if you're John Robinson, the Titans general manager, and if you're Amy Adams Strunk, the Titans owner, this is another head scratcher. And I said it before, it was a bad move to fire Mularkey. And you go back throughout the history of the Titans Houston Oilers franchise, and, you know, of course, Amy Adams is a father to late Bud Adams, was always infamous, you know, for making knee-jerk moves. He fired Bum Phillips, after the 1980 NFL season, after the success that Phillips had with the team. Of course, he dismantled the Oilers in the early 1990s after they were very close to winning the Super Bowl. And this is another head-scratching move right here. So, I mean, you're looking at it, the Titans, like I said before, they were on the cusp of doing some good things. They broke through to the playoffs this year. They got their first playoff win in a long time, and they made the second round. And you would have thought that that would have been enough for Mularkey to keep his job, but unfortunately that was not the case. And right now, I really think that it's bad enough that the Titans are going to regret parting with Mularkey, but I think they're really going to regret hiring Vrabel in this position. Only time will tell, but I think that the Titans made a big mistake in firing Mularkey and an even bigger one in bringing in a defensive coach to work with a team who has issues on offense. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300 Pounds of SportsKnowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement in 2017, the Cyclones 2018 campaign will begin this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the action from Conference Championship Sunday in the NFL. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.